How do you protect momentum? In Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 3, we read that Nehemiah is very clear. The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. Often the gates in a city would be open early in the morning, at dawn. But that's not what Nehemiah wants. He says, don't open those gates until the sun's hot, till the middle of the day, a little later in the day. Why does he do that? Because he knows that they are most vulnerable for an attack, and the enemy would want to attack early in the morning. Well, maybe people aren't alert. They're just waking up. Things aren't in place. And so Nehemiah says, hold off. Don't open those gates yet till later in the day. Do you know where you're most vulnerable? Do you know which temptations have the greatest pull on you? Do you have any limits? Do you have any plans? Do you have any safeguards or accountability so you don't fall into that trap? You don't stay vulnerable, but you have some protection. Staying out of sin, limits, boundaries, protection, avoiding the nearness of trouble. All of these play a big part in maintaining momentum. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't leave room for the enemy to enter into your life. But instead, be wise. Have those safeguards. And God's going to give you that wisdom. And so momentum can continue. You don't stumble and fall. But with God's help, there's protection, there's grace, and there's progress. And there's intentional steps to protect the momentum that God's created.